This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat says the United States and India are joined together in the fight against COVID-19. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there were discussions Monday over the two countries working closer together. Blinken met with his Indian counterpart during talks with the G7 group of seven richest nations that began this week in London. India's foreign minister says expanding vaccine capabilities was discussed and thanked the U.S. for support. India's tally of coronavirus infections rose on Monday to just short of 20 million. The numbers propelled by a 12th straight day of more than 300,000 new cases, as scientists predicted the pandemic could peak in the next couple of days. The death toll rose by more than 3,400 to about 219,000, health ministry data shows. At least 3.4 million people are currently being treated for coronavirus in India. The European Union's executive has recommended easing COVID-19 travel restrictions next month to let foreign travelers from more countries enter the EU, hoping to boost the struggling tourism industry this summer. Under current restrictions, people from only seven countries, including Australia and Singapore, can enter the EU on holiday, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. France on Monday welcomed the formation of a new transitional government in Chad by the African country's military rulers following the battlefield death of President Idriss Déby, but the French foreign ministry said it should only last for a limited amount of time. Chad's leading opposition figures rejected new government appointments over the weekend as a continuation of an old order they had hoped to erase. This is